Erechim Perek Zayin Mishne Gimel. The Torah gives us the halacha that Estei Achuzah that's Nigal al Yidei Odom Acher. We just learned in the previous Mishnah that the Geula of Odom Acher doesn't have to be Moisim Chaimish. But what happens to it when it gets to Yovel? And we pointed out in the Psicha to the Perek that Harei the halacha is that Shimon could never buy properly Reuven Estei Achuzah. The whole halacha of being able to buy is a sale ad Yovel. So the same thing is true if Shimon is goyel from Hegdish, the field that formerly belonged to Reuven. We see the field is meshach shaychi to Reuven, but even where Shimon can't buy the field in Gansen. It's only until Yovel. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that Hegdisha uga'olo, Reuven was magdish his terechuzah, Shimon was goyel. Any yotzim yada be Yovel, it's completely his. He has a right to be goyel back his field from Hegdish. Stays his. Go'ola benoi. What happens if the one who was goyel was the son of the Magdish? So the son doesn't have a din to be poide'it la'olam, but it's meshech shaychid ge'ula, since it's in the family, it's his son, that din ge'ula is shaykh to the family, and then the field is yoytza la'ovav b'yoyvel. He's goyel back the field until yoyvel, and then stays as an achuza by his father. However, golo achecha min akroivim golo miyodoi. What happens if the goyel was somebody else? Or, not only somebody else, even in the family, but not his son. Ugolo miyodoi. If somebody bought the field, somebody was goyel the field back miyad, the Magdish himself was goyel back from this somebody. Either the family member was not his son, or from the achecha, the stranger. Any rights to the other behavior, again, since it goes back to the Magdish, she has full rights to it. All these type of cases are not the case that the Mishnah means to say. The Masha Enkein over here is that if somebody else was goyel shteit in the Pasuk, that it's Nimtza, the Rav speaks it out, it doesn't stay by Hegdish, it's mischalik to the Kahanim, doesn't stay as Beder Kabayis, it's given out to the Kahane HaMishmar. That means, B'midim Mesuyamis, it's staying by Hegdish. That is only by goyel Acher. Go'olo echod min ha'koyenim varei tachas yodah. Here's an interesting knetch. It's an acher. The acher l'choyra, the field should go back to Hegdish, because by Yovel fields always go back. So normally we said it goes back to Hegdish, it's neschalik min ha'kehanim. What happens if the goyel was one of the kehanim himself? And Yovel comes, and it's tachas yodah of this koyen who is goyel. Lo yoyma, this koyen can't say, ho, yol v'hi yotzal l'kehanim by Yovel. I'm one of the Kahanim, and Harei the halachas that you go to Kahanim, Varei Hikvat, Tachas Yodi, it's by me, Varei Hishali, Elo. No, the Gzes HaKosov is that Be'etzem a Goyal Acher doesn't have a right to buy it, Bitsuru Mukhletis from Hegdish. He can't be Goyal Elomis because you can never buy a field of Steh Achuzah. So the only Geula that he's doing from the Magdish, wherever this person is only a Tzait Veilig, is only a temporary Geula until Yovel. And by Yovel, it goes back to Hegdish, and it's Kodesh. So in the middle, that's the same halacha, and it goes back to all the Kehanim, Yoytzel l'chol echov, ha-Kehanim, and that's where it stays. It's mischalik by the Kehanim and Ishmael. Mishnah Dalet, higi ha-Yovel v'loy nigalo. If it got to Yovel, nobody was goyel, not an outsider, and not he himself, or not his son. Ha-Kehanim. This is what we said before, the Kehanim of the Mishmar of Knisas HaYoyvel, Nichnosim L'toicho, they assume ownership of it, V'noisin as Domeo, they give the value, they have to be paid from Hegdish Divri Reb Yehuda. They have a right to the field, but they have to pay for it. Reb Shimon Oimer, Nichnosin, Avalai Noisin. The Din Gufa of the Hegdish is that it should be in the Mischalik L'Kehanim. The nature of this machlokes, the Rav brings as a machlokes. The pasuk says, "Kodesh," and the shas v'hoyu asode betzeise biyovel kodesh l'Hashem. The shas that the word kodesh, Rabbi Yehuda held, means with money. You can't be mitzi something from Hegdish without paying for it. Because the same way the Torah says v'ishki Hegdish as basic kodesh l'Hashem, and a bayis is not a sode. Simel doesn't have the din of it going to the kahanim. Kodesh means anybody can be paid, but the person who's going to be paid the pays. So the Kodesh of the Soda that's B'tzeis HaYovel is also with payment. Reb Shimon says no. Reb Shimon learns out that the Kodesh is he learns out that the Kodesh by Steh Achuza is to be compared. He brings a different pasuk by Shalmei, by Kivsei Atzeres. Vein if HaKoyin Oysim Alechem HaBikurim Kodesh Yul Hashem LaKoyin. Over there the word Kodesh just means Kedusha. It's nothing to do with money. The Kehanim get the Bosa of the Kivsei Atzeres, which is like a Shlomim. It's Shlomim of Kodesh Kodosh, and they get it Bechirim. They don't pay. So we also they don't pay. Interesting. We have to learn it out from. Al-Kabbalah, this din is not a regular din about the Kabbalah. So it was Hukdash. And B'yoyvul Be'etzim goes out of the regular where it is that belongs to the Kabbalah. And it goes into a different matzv. That different matzv is it goes to the Kehanim for free. Yudah says, no, they have to pay for it. Blazoimer, he argues on the whole way. The Torah doesn't say Mufurish, what happens? This Chazal's understanding is that when the Torah says that the field B'tzeisa B'yoyvul Kodesh L'Hashem means it goes to the Kehanim. That's a Kiyum of Kodesh L'Hashem. Blazoimer says, it's not true. It's not what happens. It doesn't say in the Torah that goes to Kehanim. It stays Hegdish, Kodesh L'Hashem. The place where we learn out that it goes to Kehanim is by the case where somebody was poida, an outsider was poida. So he didn't have a right to buy it. So he was goyel the field, it goes back to Hegdish. In that case, it wasn't really by Hegdish. It just went back to Hegdish. By Yovel, over there, it goes to Kehanim. But a field that was not nigal by anybody, that stays by Hegdish. Elonikris de Ritushim. It's given a name, a sod de Ritushim is a lotion that Chazal used for something that's abandoned, neglected. And it sits there. Belongs to Hegdish Adayev Lashem. And the same options take place for another 50 years. If the Bailam himself, the original Magdish, was Goyalit, goes back to him. If his son, so it goes back to the father B'yoyvel. If it's somebody else or an Acher, then it goes back to Hegdish B'shnas HaYoyvel, and then it goes to Kehanim. But if it's still sitting there, Higia Yoyvel Hasheni V'le Nigalo Nikris V'tushe V'tushin. Not only abandoned, it's abandoned, Sheba abandoned. That's where we have this Gzeis HaKosuv, and the Blazer doesn't extend the Gzeis HaKosuv past that case of where it was Nigalai Deacher, then it goes back to English and it's Yotzal Kehanim.